This is a moment to reflect on the love of Jesus Christ. As Sister Tamara W. Runya witnesses that no depth is beyond His reach.
Heaven isn't for people who've been perfect. It's for people who've been forgiven, who choose Christ again and again. Today, I want to speak to those of us who sometimes feel repentance and forgiveness seem to be working for everyone but me. Maybe you're wondering too, thinking, I'm trying so hard, but does God know I'm really trying when I keep falling short? Does God know that I still love Him? It saddens me to admit this, but I used to measure my relationship with the Savior by how perfectly I was living. I thought an obedient life meant I would never need to repent. And when I made mistakes, which was every single day, I distanced myself from God, thinking He must be so disappointed in me. That's just not true. I've learned that if you wait until you're clean enough or perfect enough to go to the Savior, you've missed the whole point. What if we thought about commandments and obedience in a different way? Picture your favorite image of Christ. Now imagine Him smiling brightly with joy each time you use His gift, because He is the perfect brightness of hope. Yes, your repentance doesn't burden Jesus Christ. It brightens His joy. Let's teach that. Because repentance is our best news. We stay on that path by repenting every day. And when we're repenting, God forgives without shaming us, comparing us to anyone else, or scolding us, because this is the same thing we were repenting of last week. He is excited every time He sees us on our knees. He delights to forgive because to Him, we are delightful. Your worth isn't tied to obedience. Your worth is constant. It never changes. It was given to you by God, and there's nothing you or anyone else can do to change it. Obedience does bring blessings, that is true, but worth isn't one of them. Your worth is always great in the sight of God, no matter where your decisions have taken you. I stand here to witness that Jesus Christ gives light to those who sit in darkness. May the Lord of lights wrap you in His arms and console and love you continually. May we love Him continually and choose Him again and again.
That was an excerpt from Sister Tamara W. Runya's talk, Your Repentance Doesn't Burden Jesus Christ, It Brightens His Joy. This is a moment to reflect.
A production of BYU Radio.